Welcome to I Am the Cute One, the most chaotic school dance in the podcast universe.
Let's spike the punch, grind to Usher, and talk about our favorite topic, ourselves.
Hello, I am Donnie, and I am the cute one.
And I am Chelsea, and I am the cute one.
Guess what day it is, Chelsea? It is Friday, so TGIF, cuties. But also, guess what date it is, Chelsea?
The start of Donnie Appreciation Month.
That's right, it's March 1st. And they tried it. They tried it this year, because it was a leap year, so there was one extra day in February. So when my body was ready and said, like, oh, happy Donnie, it stopped, because we were still in February.
Because those damn people who only get one birthday every 4 years had to have their moment.
No one told their parents to fuck 9 months before that. That's their fault. So I hope you enjoyed your fourth birthday or whatever if you're listening to this and you're a leap year baby. But now we're here to celebrate the real birthday.
God save our souls. Cuties, gird your loins, barrel down the hatches, prepare for battle because we've got 30 days, half September, April, June, and November. After February's done, all the rest have 31. We have 31 days of this bullshit.
Wow. I never heard that last
30 days, half September, April, June, and November. When short February's done, all the rest have 31.
Okay.
Okay. So this week brought us Wendy's surge pricing, a Jake Gyllenhaal and Anne Hathaway reunion with Beef's season 2 cast list, the start of the highly awaited Walking Dead spinoff, and the announcement of last year's Oscar winners presenting this year's. And somehow we've made it to Friday yet again.
I'm excited for all of those things except Wendy's surge pricing. They can fuck themselves.
They can fuck themselves right off. I'm glad that we're starting out Donnie Appreciation Month aligned on something because fuck you, Wendy's. Fuck you, Dave. If I want my junior bacon cheeseburger, it needs to be 99 cents. Thank you very much.
No matter what time of day I go.
Rude.
Eat my ass. Donnie Appreciation Month is off to a good start because there's no way this is not going to make you pee your pants. I couldn't sleep last night because I kept giggling in bed about the Willy Wonka experience. It is so good. The more photos I see from it, the more I laugh. And again, the episode that's coming out this Monday, I do say karma's a bitch. And I go into all these reasons why karma's coming out to get me. And it will probably come after me for these poor families that spent $40 each to go to this event. But you're fools. I don't know what to tell you.
Charlie and the Firefest Chocolate Factory.
These grandparents should have stayed in bed. So there was an event in Glasgow, and police were called to the event because it was not what it was advertised to be at all. And I know this is not America, but I was trying to figure out if police would be called here.
I mean, I'm sure they'd be called. Who knows what side they would take? I guess it would depend on the demographic there.
That's true. If a little black girl opened this up, they would be called immediately. But if it was run by the Illuminati like this was, maybe they wouldn't show up. Did you know that it was run by the Illuminati?
Well, I don't think it's the real Illuminati. It's called like the House of the Illuminati, right?
Yeah, but House of Darion is is Darion.
Yeah, I just feel like the Illuminati has made it this many years without being tracked down. I don't think that they would be like, hey, it's us, the House of the Illuminati. This is the place where we all live. I think maybe they would have at least a front, maybe a laundromat.
No, but here's the thing, Chelsea. The Illuminati is just like any other religion. So, like, at a church, there are the people that are really looked up to, maybe the old woman organist that teaches piano lessons, sure, or the, I don't know, the Sunday school teacher who's worked there for 85 years. Uh-huh. But then there's also always, like, the wonky, weird family from the wrong side of the tracks, or the priest that's maybe taking your son in the back to talk to him. There's always, like, the people that are doing it right, and then the people that, you know, could use some more lessons. So maybe the House of Illuminati are the ones that just haven't picked up on the message yet. And, like, Beyonce is the one doing it correctly.
Well, I would argue that organized religion is insidious from the inside out, and there might not be anybody doing it right. But, you know, potato, potato, tomato, tomato. I am glad we're bringing it to a church place this beautiful Friday morning, though, because I'm looking at my reflection in this Zoom screen. I've used a new sunscreen, and the sheen that's coming off the forehead does look like I have just received the sacrament of confirmation, where they rub oil on your forehead. So circles become circles.
Why are you wearing suntan lotion in your house?
Because I'm probably going to go outside later today. It's part of my skin routine.
I understand that, but maybe you can save some and use it when you're going to go outside.
No, I put on sunscreen every morning. It's how I start my day. And you are turning, I don't know, like 97 this month. So maybe it's time to put on the sunscreen, you old hag.
I put on sunscreen when I leave the house.
You don't think that you're getting sun from the windows of your apartment?
Absolutely not, which is a problem in itself. Anyway. This event was advertised with AI posters. And again, I don't want to blame the victims, but one of the AI photos had like all the things that the event would include, including cat gacatting, karchi tons, exorcistre lollipops, and a passadice of sweet teats. That would make me think twice before signing up. But
maybe these people that saw this poster also follow me on Instagram and have just become very accustomed to flagrant typos without any care or correction.
Perhaps you did this, Chelsea.
I've been recapping Rachel Goes Rogue, which I'm not going to talk about because it's Vanderpump adjacent. But truly, sometimes I look back on those slides and I'm like, did I sit on my phone?
No, in your defense, she puts out an episode every other day, if the sun is shining, whatever. And they're long episodes, so you have to do it so fast, get so much content out, so you don't have time to check for spelling.
Thank you, Donnie. Yeah, I'm going to end this season with carpal tunnel in these thumbs. My God.
There's not going to be an end of a stupid season, you stupid slut. Isn't that what Jessica Lange says? Not that, but this season is never going to end, Chelsea.
Yeah, probably.
Anyway. Back to Willy Wonka. Sure. That was the poster itself that had all the spelling errors. The copy on the website was spelled correctly, and it promised a journey filled with wondrous creations and enchanting surprises at every turn. And oh boy, were there surprises, because the event itself was held in a warehouse. And I've been to some of those like Instagram exhibits where like they just make backgrounds and stuff, and they are usually in warehouses. So that's not the red flag yet. But inside were random cafeteria tables where you could like hang out, but there were no centerpieces or like tablecloths on them, just random cafeteria tables. And I don't know what they were there for, because food was not served. Every child got one single jelly bean.
Wait, one single jelly bean?
Yeah.
Did they pick their flavor?
That the parents who complained did not specify if the child could pick a flavor.
Oh, no.
Also in the warehouse was a bouncy house, a single wall hanging that you can like buy at Party City to take photos in front of, and then random like life-size lollipops and candy canes scattered around. You know how like Big Brother tries to decorate with like, oh, today's Willy Wonka, and then it would just be like a lollipop in the corner? It was that kind of stuff, but truly not even as good as Big Brother, and that's saying something. Also, on staff, there were three actors. Two of them were Oompa Loompas, and they were just like two women that were clearly over it in green wigs, standing behind what can only be described as a meth lab. But then there was a made-up villain called the Unknown, and he was an evil chocolate maker who lives in the walls. So it was this man dressed in all black with like this scary mask, and he just like came out from behind set pieces.
So Willy Wonka wasn't there.
Willy Wonka wasn't there. Charlie wasn't there.
Not even Grandpa Joe. He didn't get his ass out of bed for that one.
No.
You know what? What Kim Kardashian said is right. Nobody wants to get their ass up and work these days. That is so troubling. But also, maybe it was an art installation. Maybe it was commentary on what would have really happened had there been a golden ticket to some strange recluse's chocolate lair.
Possibly. Or like, maybe it was even deeper than that. And the point of the art was supposed to be like, what will people spend money on?
Yeah. A comment on our late capitalist society. So deep. That AI knew what it was doing.
Yeah, the House of Illuminati needs some claps. Now, I want to say really quick, an advertisement for a Wizard of Oz experience has been making the rounds on Instagram, every time I go on, there's like an ad for me about this Wizard of Oz experience. And when it was advertised to be coming to New York, the pictures did look really cool. But then I noticed they're all AI, and that's why they look really cool. So I did not purchase a ticket to the Wizard of Oz experience in Central Park, because when I saw roads of Central Park were all yellow brick, I said, wait a second, there's no way they can roll this out. So I did not spend $40. But these same saps who would... we're probably at the Willy Wonka experience.
I wonder if, because I've been getting it not for Wizard of Oz, but I've been getting them for like an Encanto experience where you walk through and it's like the house and it's different rooms. But I feel like that seems a little more legit.
This is what I do whenever, and it kind of ruins the fun because those Instagram things, like they're not big anyway. So when you look up pictures on Instagram and online, then you ruin the whole thing. But I did go to the Encanto one and it was legit, assuming it's the same thing. But I go on Instagram first to make sure it's legit, but then there's no surprises when you do it.
Well, I would be going for my daughters, so I wouldn't be ruining
their
surprise.
Well, I went for
a
little girl, too. Uh-huh. But still, don't you want to? No, there's still something in it for you.
Watching the joy of them experiencing it for the first time.
Well, now I'm going to show them the Instagram.
Oh, my God. I cannot imagine taking my daughter, specifically my older daughter, promising her a Willy Wonka experience, spending $40, getting there, and them handing her a jelly bean and letting her take a picture with, you know, Rose from the 7-Eleven down the street with orange painted on their face. Well, that's incredible.
Your turn.
Okay. So I don't know how I'm going to top that one, but I brought the following headline. This is some highbrow news topics we're covering this Friday. Travis Kelce's dad, Ed Kelce, calls Bethany Frankel a troll over her comments about Travis and Taylor. Have you seen this?
I have. And Taylor Swift's father was talked to by police this week because he pushed a paparazzi that were like being too in the face of Taylor and Travis. So both of their parents are acting up this week in a good way.
They said, don't make me turn this car around, Bethany Frankel and paparazzi.
I'm on Mr. Kelce's side.
100%. Bethany Frankel needs to shut the fuck up. Hashtag this is a crisis. Hashtag Bethany go to sleep.
February is the month of love, so why not show some love to your skin? Most skincare routines only deliver superficial results, but thanks to today's sponsor, OneSkin, you get a scientifically proven treatment that improves the appearance and health of your skin at the cellular level. The secret? OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient scientifically proven to reduce the buildup of senescent cells, those notorious zombie cells that contribute to skin aging. Fewer zombie cells mean healthier, younger-looking skin with fewer lines and wrinkles, reduced age spots, and a stronger natural barrier. Something that's especially important this time of year. Your skin does so much for you. Return the favor with OneSkin. For a limited time, our listeners will get an exclusive 15% off their first OneSkin purchase using the code CUTEONE when you check out at oneskin.co. Invest in the health and longevity of your skin with OneSkin. Now, cuties, I told you a few months ago that a friend had gifted me some OneSkin products, and even before they were a sponsor, I was treating it like it was my full-time job. I was truly telling coworkers, I was telling Chelsea, I was telling cuties, I was telling my family members about how much I loved these products. Under-eye bags have been a problem for me since I started realizing I was aging, and with the OneSkin eye cream, I feel like I'm in my 20s all over again. At OneSkin, they combine tissue engineering, data analysis, and cutting-edge longevity science to create the world's most effective product to target skin aging. OneSkin believes the purpose of skincare is not just to improve how we look, but to optimize our skin biology so that it is more resilient to the aging process. They create next-level skincare, and cuties, I truly use it twice a day. Every morning after my shower and every night before bed, OneSkin products are getting rubbed on my face. OneSkin is more than skincare. It's about skin longevity, targeting the root causes of aging to help you look and feel your best at every age. So get started today with 15% off using code CUTEONE at oneskin.co. Cuties, that is 15% off oneskin.co with code CUTEONE. After you purchase, they will ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. It's time to expect more from your skincare routine. Invest in the health of your skin with OneSkin.
Bethany predicted that Taylor and Travis won't work out because there can only be one peacock in a relationship. Do you know who I don't want to hear relationship advice from?
Tell me.
Bethany Frankel. But this is what she said. She said, when you get in, I was going to try to do a Bethany Frankel impression, but I don't think I've had enough meth this morning.
No, I don't think so, because it sounded like old McDonald.
When you get into real life and you get kids and marriage and things like that, cuties, if you want this to sound more like Bethany, just hit that 2x speed.
Unless you're me, then it already is.
When you get into real life and you get into kids and marriage and things like that, and you get into long distance, it's not easy. Relationships take work, and it's hard because Taylor Swift is certainly a peacock. So there really, usually, can only be one peacock in a relationship. Even like a Ben and Jen, she's the peacock. He's got his own moments, but here it's seeming like Travis is a peacock, which is completely ironic. What?
Ironic how? I feel like Mrs. Tingle. You do not know what that word means, Bethany. Yeah,
we need to show her a lesson. Where's my crossbow? You know how I feel about time travel. I take the rules very seriously. However, uh-huh. I would make an exception in the space-time continuum in order to somehow transport OG Scary Island Bethany to present day, to cast them on a reality show together, because Comic Sans Skinny Girl Bethany would get the TikTok CVS guru Bethany together. Like, I need the original walking across the Brooklyn Bridge Bethany to just slap this current Vembot across the face.
I just don't know what happened. How did we get here?
How did we get here? She will weigh in on everything. I have her muted, but I have to imagine, like, by the time of this recording, you know, American Twitter has been taken by storm with the, like, where is Kate Middleton of it all. I'm sure that Bethany has gotten Be Real, her organization, to launch a full investigation into somehow, like, how is Meghan Markle responsible for Kate Middleton not being seen in a month?
Uh-huh. Where do you think Kate Middleton is?
I'm so scared to talk about the royal family, Donnie.
That's my problem with you. Now that it's my month, I can just lay it on the table. Don't be afraid of anything. I'm not afraid of anything except the dark and home invasion and clowns. But besides those things, like, people on the internet, come for me. What are you waiting for? That's me as Jennifer Love Hewitt.
I'm going to pull that clip. So anybody who has anything to say about these two dumb Americans talking about the royal family, at Real Donniewood, wish him a happy birthday. Please. While you send your death threats. So I think the long answer is, I think that she probably had some sort of medical procedure. She's had endometriosis. I'm sure that she's just trying to recover in peace.
Yes.
But the irony of it is that, of course, like, all of a sudden now, royal press is, like, somehow able to have impulse control and respect those wishes. Yeah. My favorite conspiracy theory. So, cuties, if you don't know what we're talking about, Kate Middleton had a surgery about a month ago.
Longer than that. She has not been seen since Christmas, Chelsea.
Okay, so since Christmas. And she has not been seen. But now Prince William has skipped a royal ceremony due to a personal matter. So people are like, he cheated, she's missing, all these things. My favorite is she's Banksy, because no Banksy art has popped up since the time that she's been missing.
Well, what if she's at the Willy Wonka exhibit, first of all?
She's one of the people with the green wig.
No, she probably got captured by, what's his name? The Undermeyer?
The Undermeyer stopped Hillary Duff from having fun in Italy and then skedaddled on over to Glasgow.
It's very close, I think. I don't know if I have a favorite conspiracy. However, I do think it is probably dark in real life. Like, as I've said often, I do not trust rich people. Can't wait to be one. I do not trust rich people. I think they're capable of anything.
Do you think the House of Illuminati is behind
Absolutely.
It? Uh-huh.
Did you know that William started using a different logo on, like, press statements and stuff? It used to have both of their initials, and now it's just a W.
Oh my God, it's like Shelley whatever.
Miscavige. From Scientology. Yeah. I need to see Kate sooner than later. And I never thought I'd say that, because I'm hashtag Team Megan, but I am starting to get worried. But with that said, I would love if she was going to be a guest on Celebrity Big Brother. And she was in quarantine for it.
That would be iconic. I did see a tweet that was like, we're all going to look real silly when that masked singer reveal happens. Oh, another one is that she's gotten a BBL. There's also a conspiracy theory that she's like donated her liver or her kidney to Charles so that William can be king or something. I don't know. Again, I cannot stress enough, for as little information and brain power as I bring to this show on just a day-to-day basis, I really do not keep up with the royal family news at all. I'm just a nosy bitch, and I love a mystery.
As do I. And mystery related, if this was an episode of How to Get Away with Murder, no. What's that show you like with the old lady?
Murder, She Wrote?
If this was an episode of Murder, if this was Cabot Cove, if this was an episode of Murder, She Wrote, it wouldn't just be a mass singer reveal, Chelsea. I think that they took her kidney to give to Charles. I don't think it was a choice.
J.B. Fletcher would be having none of that.
None.
How stupid of me. That's what she says right before she solves the crime.
Really?
Sometimes. I mean, not like, it's not like her catchphrase, but there is a classic one where she goes, how stupid of me. And I say that like at least 5 times a day.
That tracks. This is not a conspiracy about Princess Kate. Is that her name?
Mm-hmm. Kate Middleton.
This is not a conspiracy about her, but it is just a conspiracy since we're talking about them now. And I want to go wherever I want. It is March.
I'm going to murder you. This will be your last birthday. I'm going to start doing this podcast by myself, change the logo, and say that you're recovering from abdominal surgery.
No, first of all, please tell them I am recovering from a BBL. But my favorite conspiracy of all time is that Disney made Disney on Ice and Disney made Frozen so that when people search Disney Frozen, Walt Disney's frozen head was not the first thing that popped up anymore. Now you have to scroll through like pages and pages of Google search before you can stumble upon Walt Disney being frozen because of the movie and Disney on Ice.
Wow. Well, now they just need to make a Disney movie that has to do with anti-Semitism, and then Walt Disney's off scot-free. My favorite conspiracy theory is Avril Lavigne was replaced in the early 2000s by a woman named Melissa. I will never tire of it. It's the specificity of her being replaced with a body double named Melissa. I mean, I don't know. There might be people out there that really do believe in hashtag Melissa. It's clear that she just had some work done, but I love that we will jump through the hoops and do the mental gymnastics to come to the place of, no, certainly Avril Lavigne is too punk rock for lip fillers. It must be Melissa.
I disagree there, but I do think Melania Trump, I do think Melania Trump did not make appearances the last like 2 years of the presidency. I think that was a body double with sunglasses on. And yeah. I'll stand by
it. So this is another example, though, of why I can't go on certain websites or down certain rabbit holes, because conspiracy theories, they start out, ha-ha, funny, good times for me. I do have the tendency of then I'm like, well, I'm expanding my mind. And before we know it, I've got the tinfoil hat on and I'm full QAnon storm in the
Capitol. I did fully believe the IKEA stuff, but that was during COVID. That was allowed.
The Wayfair stuff?
Yeah. Oh yeah,
you're out here just besmirching poor IKEA. They're just trying to feed us our Swedish meatballs, and they say, why am I in it, to quote NeNe Leakes.
Yeah, Wayfair. I remember vividly when I told my friends about it. I was taking my walk, as you do during COVID, because it was the only time to get out of the house, taking my walk around the park and texting them like, did you guys hear about the children in cabinets? And they were like, I don't know if that's true. I said, yes, it is true. And they're trying to brainwash me with these fireworks every night.
As we know, hairless cats are dogs. So anything's possible in this crazy, crazy world. I do hope that we get a picture of Kate Middleton holding a newspaper at some point sooner than later.
Well, now with AI, I won't even trust that.
We'll just make it have the picture of her with the newspaper and then like tell us about Willy Wonka's experience.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then if they're misspelled words, we'll know it's not right. Or I'll just wait for Bethany Frankel to inevitably take to her Instagram and let us know what's up. Maybe it's because Will's a peacock. There can't be two peacocks in a relationship. I think we've solved it.
So they had to get rid of her. Mm-hmm. Also, this is not on topic of anything.
Because we've been so on topic. We started with Bethany Frankel and somehow ended here.
Cuties, if you're watching the YouTube video, I am in front of a green screen, and I am wearing a shirt with green, so you can see through me. However, I am stupid.
How stupid of me!
I put my hand behind my back so you could see it, like Death Becomes Her, but you can't.
The green screen. Yeah. I'm glad that you've brought up this green screen background, because I do have some thoughts. Now, we have gotten many guests have been like, Donnie, is this your apartment? So swanky. We have already noticed the bag of wheat that's sitting next to you. It is important when you reach a certain socioeconomic status, you enter the Hunger Games, and also you have a bag of wheat right next to you.
Of course.
I've been noticing something the past several episodes, and I'm glad I finally get my chance to speak on it. Is that a giant breadstick candle behind you?
Where?
Oh. This is a very carb-friendly apartment.
I believe it is a breadstick candle. And there's also this on-air sign, because I'm recording, and Kate Moss with, I'm not sure if that is a Hitler mustache on her finger, but it looks like it.
I think that the rest of it's pretty standard, but I do think that breadstick, it's either a breadstick or it's a long pretzel dildo, the kind that you can, like, suction cup to things and fuck it.
It's definitely that. I thought it was a cat scratch post, but I think you're right. I do love this living room, though. I would stay here.
Oh, 100%. If that was on Airbnb, book it tomorrow. Well, I think that we've covered all the hot topics. I think we've really covered it all this week.
Yeah, including my green screen background. I think that was the most pressing headline of all.
100%. Do you feel like we are the podcast equivalent of this Willy Wonka experience where we promise the hottest hitting pop culture headlines each week, but our listeners leave with one single jelly bean?
Imagine the people that came to us for a Mary-Kate and Ashley podcast and how how far away we are from that.
We've strayed too far from God's light.
We have.
Who's the cutie of the week? You want me to go first?
Oh, yeah, you go first.
Okay, so circles become circles. Bookend people. My cutie of the week is all the leap year babies. Happy birthday to the leap year babies. You are 1 year older. I got so many DMs. I don't know if this is like I attract leap year spirits. I had like 20 DMs yesterday saying that it was their birthday. People were turning 12. People were turning 8. People were turning 6.
Wow.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. I'm sorry you only had 6 of them. My cutie of the week is Miley Cyrus, because her family is a mess, and she more or less stays out of it. The biggest stuff with her family, really quick, I know this is not a new headline, but it kind of sounds like I am dropping a new headline at the end of the episode. The man that her mother is married to, he used to be on like those CW superhero shows. The mom is married to him, but apparently it has come out that Noah and him used to be a thing first. Oh. And then the mom stole him from her 24-year-old daughter and married him. So now Noah's not talking to him and didn't go to the wedding. So, Miley, your family's a goddamn mess, but you always stay out of it. And on that note, cuties, one more reminder about our YouTube channel before you leave for the day. Go to YouTube. I Am the Cute One podcast is what you're going to search, or you can just go to the show notes. It's right there as well. And this Monday coming up, we will be covering Red Eye for the start of Donnie Appreciation.
Whew, here we go. Toot, toot, buckle up, motherfuckers. And if you haven't done so already, please subscribe to our YouTube channel and also leave a 5-star review and wish Donnie a happy birthday, or just send me well wishes, because it's going to be a long 31 days.
No, I cannot say enough. This is going to be the easiest Donnie Appreciation Month for you.
They also promised chocolate at the Willy Wonka experience, so time will tell.
And on that note, we will talk to you later. Love you like a sister.
Thank you for listening to I Am the Cute One. If you want more, head to patreon.com/IamTheCuteOne for uncut, unedited, and unhinged video and audio footage of current episodes, as well as even more bonus content.
And if you like what you heard, please be sure to leave a 5-star rating and subscribe to our show. And to help us grow this community of chaotic cuties, share an episode with a friend you think would pass the vibe check.
And to see the madness, check out our YouTube channel, where video footage from all current episodes are posted weekly.
You can follow me at Real Donnie Wood on Instagram and all other social media platforms.
And if you want more of my personal brand of chaos, check me out at Oh No Chels.
Talk to you later. Love you like a sister. Cuties, you know I cannot see a movie without pretending I'm in it, and now it's your turn. Have you ever tried to use the Force when no one's looking, or thought about what superheroes would win in a fight? Then you'll want to stop what you're doing, unless you're driving, and visit Sideshow.com. Your eyes do not deceive you. They have a life-size, impeccably detailed replica of the child from Star Wars The Mandalorian.
Now, I don't mean to brag, but Sideshow did send me the child. I call him Baby Yoda. I have since learned that is not his name, but he is my son now, so I will be continuing to call him as such. And we have been playing dress up, having photo shoots, and just having a grand old time. But if that one doesn't speak to you, how about a movie-accurate statue of Christopher Reeve as Superman?
They got that too.
But just wait until you see the incredibly lifelike figures of Robert Downey Jr., as Iron Man.
We are thrilled to have Sideshow sponsoring our podcast today. They offer a wide selection of premium figures, statues, and fine art from the worlds of Star Wars, DC, Marvel, Harry Potter, Lord of the Rings, and so much more.
These limited edition, handcrafted, officially licensed collectibles bring pop culture's biggest icons to life in your home.
And here is the best part. You can get an exclusive $50 off your first order of $200 or more. It's a great opportunity for new customers to dive into the world of high-quality collectibles. Or you can gift it to that super geek in your life.
Perhaps that person in your life that you know would cringe when they hear that I've been letting my daughter sleep with my Baby Yoda. And again, that I refuse to stop calling it Baby Yoda.
Plus, shopping at Sideshow earns you 5% back in Sideshow rewards, meaning for every $100 spent, you get $5 back in rewards that can be used on future purchases. While geeking out is its own reward, your collection goes farther with Sideshow. So, what are you waiting for? Visit Sideshow.com, promo code CUTEONE right now, and get ready to let your geek side show.
Oh, that's clever. Sideshow. Like Sideshow.com? I get it.